The Other Victim, written by Helen H. Durant and read by Tim Bentinck.
Prologue. With its neat stone semis and manicured front lawns, Westgate was a quiet street. Tall oaks bordered the wide pavements, and the only sound was the leaves rustling in the summer breeze. It looked like the perfect place to live.
"You'll have a good view of the hills from the back," Mavis Hartle said, "and you won't have far to go to the shops. Always a bonus, that. And there's a bus stop on the next street that'll take you straight into Huddersfield Centre."
Such details didn't bother her sister. At this point, Dawn Benson simply wanted to get the move over and done with. The moment she saw the house, she knew it was the one. She'd walked through it once and went straight back to Potter's estate agents and made an offer. With a bit of care and attention, it had the makings of her dream home. Today's viewing was simply about showing Mavis.
"There's plenty of room at the front for the extension. It'll make the sitting room so much bigger," Dawn was saying. "Then at the back I'll have a conservatory overlooking the garden."
"That'll cost a bit, won't it?"
"Don't overreach yourself, our Dawn," Mavis said. "Let me worry about that. I've already submitted plans. Others on this street have had similar things done, so there shouldn't be a problem."
"I wish the agent would get here. He's taking his time."
Mavis Hartle checked her watch.
"The appointment to view was for 2:30. It's almost 3 now."
"He could be running late. Anyway, it's a nice day and we're not in any rush."
"But you're right. I'll give the agents a ring, see what's happened to him."
Dawn Benson tapped her foot impatiently as she waited for them to answer.
"Hello," she said at last. "I'm on Westgate, waiting for Mr. Potter. Is he on his way?"
"He left the office ages ago, should be there by now. I'll call him on his mobile and ring you back."
"They're trying to find him," she told Mavis.
Dawn closed her eyes and soaked up the atmosphere. Somewhere nearby, a dog barked, but that was all. No screaming kids, no lads kicking footballs at the cars. After the noise and bustle of where she lived now, this street was heaven. The ringtone of a mobile somewhere close by broke into her reverie.
"It's coming from inside."
Mavis peered through the front window, walked round to the front door and gave it a gentle push. It swung open.
"Come on, Dawn. Perhaps he's out the back."
The two women went inside. The place was still, silent, and empty of furniture. The house had been let for several years, and the last tenant had already moved out.
"I'll try the back garden," Mavis said.
Dawn left the sitting room and walked into the kitchen. Everything was clean and freshly decorated. Her gaze went straight to the new, modern units and the shiny marble worktops. She smiled. This was definitely the house for her. The floor felt sticky under her feet. She looked down, and for a moment she was stunned. She couldn't believe what she was looking at. In an instant, all her hopes for the house and her life in it evaporated. Dawn felt the bile rise in her throat. The sight was horrific. The stone tiles of the floor were covered in a red fluid, and there, lying in his own blood, was the estate agent, Mr. Potter. Dawn steadied herself against one of the units, wanting to retch. Then she found her voice and screamed out for her sister.
"He's dead,"
she whispered, and clutched Mavis's arm.
"He's been murdered. There's a knife in his chest."